We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You should see the look I get every time I play that drop, but it's funny.
I am a big Ron Swanson fan. I just don't like that one.
And now
the federal government, on a related note, pushed by our president, and I'm not in favor of this, is going to go try to get Congress to pass paid family leave and force it down the throats of private businesses. I can't envision a version of this that I'm happy about. You know, a friend of mine reached out and said their company provides 16 weeks of paid parental leave to both men and women, which is, I'm fine with that. If a private company wants to do it, go to town. Government should not be forcing that on private companies. What they're doing now is they're going to give it to all government employees. And who pays for it? They just come and shake the money tree in your backyard, in my backyard, the taxpayers, and that's how they pay for it. It's insane. I'm just telling you. Anyway, so that's why I appreciate their Ron Swanson talking about that. And, you know, speaking of taxes, let me get to my buddy Bill Igel, state senator out in St. Charles, District 23. Bill, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, Mark, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thrilled to get you back on here. You know, I had you on, I think it was last week, maybe we were talking about a few bills that you had pre-filed. I'm not quite sure how this one evaded me, but you and I have talked about before about your ultimate goal of ending personal property taxes in Missouri.
That's correct. So I also pre-filed Senate Joint Resolution 44, which, if approved through both chambers of the legislature and approved by a vote of the people, would prohibit personal property tax in the state of Missouri. So that's not just the personal property tax you pay every December on your vehicle. It includes all recreational vehicles, anything that's covered by personal property tax. Now, that's separate, of course, than the property taxes you pay on your house, but anything that's personal property tax related would be prohibited. So this would be a fantastic tax cut that would benefit particularly middle and working class households that get this unwelcome burden here in December. And I think it's a great initiative and has had resounding support as we've been talking about this for the past week.
I'm waiting for the screams of protest from government Fed minions everywhere who are going to say, but how are we going to make up all that revenue? Because I'm certain it's a huge amount of money coming into the state. Where else do we go to make that up? Because we can't just erase it, right?
Well, so a couple things there, Mark. First thing, I'm a big believer that cutting taxes leads to growth. In fact, last year we cut taxes at the state level on personal income taxes. We actually cut the rate from 5.9% down to 5.5%, and it's continued to ratchet down. It's at 5.4%, on its way to 5.1%. It's the largest tax cut we've ever seen to personal income taxes in the history of the state of Missouri. And yet, a year later, we have record revenues coming into the state of Missouri from that particular tax, in spite of the fact that we cut the rate. So part of the reason that occurs is because when the government gets out of the way, of private sectors, when the government gets out of the way of that economic growth, growth will happen in the private sector. And the growth of the private sector is what drives not only the jobs that guys like me talk about, it drives the growth in revenues that those very same detractors are looking for. So
sure.
Growth is what is driving everything. We can do that by cutting taxes.
Well, I love that idea. But even if it does spur growth, it's going to take a while to make up the difference, right? So if how much money are we talking about here? If we eliminated all of these property taxes tomorrow, how much money would that remove from the state budget?
Well, it wouldn't remove anything from the state budget. Personal property taxes actually go to local budgets. So we'd be talking about cities and municipalities. So there would actually be no impact whatsoever to what we're doing down in Jefferson City. So no impact to our Medicaid programs, no impact to our road funding. There would be a short-term impact perhaps to local governments. But the reality is I don't know of a local government budget that is not at record levels of funding right now. When we talk about timing for when is the right time to cut taxes, I could make the case that when all levels of government are getting more taxpayer dollars than they've ever gotten before, that's a good time to start cutting the burden a little bit on Missouri taxpayers. So, you know, cutting taxpayers has been long a tradition of the Republican platform. And so this is just one more step I think we can take. And by the way, the outpouring of support that we've seen, I've never seen a response to one of my tax bills. And you know I got a lot of tax bills. I've never seen such a positive report.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. I mean, honestly. Now, see, I think that's a great explanation. It was my fault for not thinking that question through. But if you're taking that amount of money out of, let's say, the Clayton budget, I'm just thinking of the St. Peter's, these local municipalities, I'm sure the Municipal League must be screaming bloody murder over this. What kind of negative feedback have you heard on it?
Well, it's loud, but it's in a significant minority. In fact, I think that almost I have never seen so many emails and phone calls that have come into my office from around the state from everyday citizens that are excited about this proposal. I've never seen so many people take the time to write their own worded emails expressing different reasons of support that they want to see this happen. Now, you're right. Government never is happy any time one of their revenue streams are threatened. Government's never happened. It could be local government, could be state government, could be federal government. That's always going to be the case. But it's always been the message of the Republican Party. It's always been my message that less government is better. And I think that we're at a point in our history where we should start expecting a little bit less from government in terms of less taxes and less regulation and less of all the things that are slowing down the growth of the private sector. If we can do that, it'll take care of itself. I'm prepared to have the conversations with the government entities that don't want to see this happen. And we've been having that conversation on multiple subjects for years now. We'll continue that. But with the kind of support, if there are folks out there right now wondering how do we help, the way folks can help me get this bill across the finish line is to call their state representatives and call their state senators and express support. We got calls from Kansas City, from Joplin, from around the state yesterday expressing support. So I think we've got a little bit of momentum.
This would be immensely popular, I think, among the taxpayers who bear the burden. And on this issue, you are my hero, Bill Igel. Thank you for that. Can I
thank you, Mark?
You bet, buddy. All right, we'll talk soon. And listen, have a great Christmas to you and the family.
Yep, Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. We'll talk again.
You bet. Senator Bill Igel there, District 23 out in St. Charles County. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Uh-huh.
To not get that $400, $500 bill in the mail in every November?
I really want that for you guys.
I'm excited.
She's like, I don't care now.
And now she's moving to Illinois.
See ya. I know. They're taking my money no matter what I say. So.
Do they have like a toll booth when you cross into Illinois?
They have one set up on my driveway.
Wallet? Okay. I just wondered.
I pay $5 to park at my house.
Katie Hopkins is going to be joining us, we hope, from the United Kingdom coming up in the next segment to talk about Brexit. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.